Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, you and I have the luxury, and I say luxury, of getting up early in the morning and turning on that computer or opening up that phone and looking at the WAMC website. First thing I do, and I look to see that total in the lockbox. It's such a good feeling every day to see it go up just a little bit more and a little bit more. $331,147 now on our way to a half million before the on-air drive.
Well, I have to say, David, I was a little disturbed. Yesterday was not a great day. I couldn't help raise the money because it was Yom Kippur, and I didn't do it. And we did not do that well yesterday. So we have to tell the truth. There's a little falling behind, and we're still ahead of the game from the last year, but it's very, very daunting. In the end, when things go well, we all celebrate together. When they don't go so well, then we all have to say, this is a time we really have to meet the challenge and do what we can. Look, twice in a row, people put significant amounts of money on for a challenge, and they work. And if there's somebody who can do it today, we would really appreciate it because it really does work. On the other hand, we just have to keep moving forward. As I say, we're a little ahead of the game right now. We want to stay there. Everybody put something in and we'll do fine.
WAMC.org.
That's the truth.
We have so many headlines in the paper today. Let's start with the thing I couldn't talk to you yesterday about, which was defying of the impeachment inquiry. Makes the charge more certain now. The combative White House letter vowing to defy the illegitimate, quote, impeachment inquiry has actually put President Donald Trump on a more certain path. We also see a Fox News poll this morning that says there's record support now for impeachment, 51%.
And that, by the way, is Fox News. So we're not exactly talking people who are antithetical in their position to the president. It is growing, and it will continue to grow as this guy does things that people feel are reprehensible. For example, the idea of basically giving a green light to the Turks to go in and to beat up on one of our closest allies in our work in Syria is a perfect example of how this is going. It brought out all the Republicans, or many of them, who were infuriated. Nevertheless, they were all, as usual, quick to come back to say basically bad things about this impeachment effort, or many of them were. So what we have here is a president who is out of control. We all know it. He has to be called on it. It's one of the reasons WAMC has been doing such important work, because we have been telling not our side of it, but what he's been doing. I mean, if he gives the Turks the ability to just go and beat the Kurds up, despite the fact that his own party is opposed to it and everybody else is also, because these are people who are our allies. You don't turn on your allies. It's just a bad scene. All of that is adding up to why people are furious with him.
We also see a story, this is from the AP this morning. Vice President Mike Pence said yesterday he's working with the White House counsel's office to release transcripts of his own calls with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He believes it will exonerate the president. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian president says no blackmail in conversation with Trump.
Well, of course. I mean, what is he going to say? If he says there was blackmail or even implies it, no money. Hey, they need the money in order to fight their war, and there's no way he is going to turn on the president. He just can't. It would be a foolish act because he has his people to protect. So, David, what we have is the vice president now who's saying, I didn't say anything wrong. Okay, so you didn't say anything wrong. But how does that protect the president? We know he said something wrong because he says he said it. So there you are.
What about, obviously, with roadwork headed down here, Trump's claims of executive immunity and the idea that he's acting above the law? Is it possible with such loyalty from the Republican Party and then you have the Supreme Court that he could get away with it?
Yes, it is absolutely possible. Let me tell you, David, I'm not the oldest guy in the world, but I can tell you over the years I have seen some terrible things done. And people get away with them. Sometimes it's a newspaper who does it. We like to talk about freedom of the press, but we have watched some despicable things happening over the years, and people get hurt. It is not only newspapers, but we see things like Trump going after an ally and basically getting away with it. I wish I could tell you it all comes out well. Maybe in American movies it does, but not really. And could he get away with it? Absolutely. Could he get reelected? Absolutely.
Editorial in the New York Times today, Trump wants a fight. Pelosi can hit back.
Well, she should. Trump says if this is a vote for impeachment, by the way, it's not in the Constitution, it's not in the rules of the House, it's nowhere. But he says, unless they do it, I'm not going to cooperate. And by the way, if they do have that vote, he's not going to cooperate fully anyway. That I can tell you. He's left himself a lot of room by saying they have to play fair by our standards, basically. The reason that the Democrats don't want to vote is they have to protect some of their people who will end up voting for the impeachment if they have to, but it could hurt them in pro-Trump districts. I think that's fairly apparent. But will they have that vote? I think they will.
Meanwhile, as we focus constantly on the president's behavior and what he's doing and saying, you mentioned Syria. How about Hong Kong and China?
Well, that's right. The problem is, if Trump goes to China and says, I need you to say bad things about Biden, and the implicit problem, although the Chinese deny it, by the way, is, and if you do, I may give you a better deal on soybeans. That's the problem here. He has so much power and is using it for his own personal good that it just continues on this way. Chinese and so many other groups will do exactly what is best for them. And we can see what's best for them in a case like this.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. If you haven't been there now, get to the lockbox, WAMC.org. Show your love for the stations. That simple.
You know, David, it is so important that we continue our work. I just hope everybody understands that we're not asking for tens of thousands of dollars. What we're asking for is $5 or $100. Whatever you can do, go to WAMC.org and say, hey, we have your back, WAMC.